And this would be the Drysdale Vignette Fall Lawns 2, 3, 2, 1. If your lawn is in poor condition, now's the time to apply fertilizer. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Information about turf grass after this. 3, 2, 1. Lawn grass roots may be out of sight, but they shouldn't be forgotten. Essentially, all of our ornamental plants obtain water and mineral nutrients through their roots. An adequate supply depends on the size of the root system and the volume of soil with which the roots have contact. The more roots, and the deeper they grow in the soil, the better. All grasses establish a balance between growth of foliage and roots. Grasses that are not cut, or perhaps cut only infrequently, have the most extensive root systems. Under these conditions, the resulting cover is more like a pasture than a lawn. Over the next decade, we're likely going to be seeing more of this type of cover around suburban homes than we have until now. Where lawn grasses are mowed frequently, for example once per week, the lower the height of cut, the more limited the root growth. Good mowing practice calls for the removal of leaf tips when growth is about one-third more than the cutting height. For example, a lawn cut with a mower set at 5 centimeters, 2 inches, should be mowed when the growth has reached about 7 centimeters, just over 2.5 inches. Clippings this length, that is, about 2 centimeters, will filter down through the grass plants, decompose, and enrich the soil. Setting your mower at the proper cutting height is important because this determines how much leaf surface is maintained, not only to produce more leaves, but also to provide the energy necessary to promote good root growth. I'm Art Drysdale.